The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Well, it's not basketball, but it is third place of state baseball as we rejoin you live from Great Bend. The Onega Buffaloes will conclude their season and their first ever trip to the state baseball tournament as the Onega Buffaloes get set to take on the Elkhart Wildcats. This is the third place game in the Class 2-1A state baseball tournament live from Great Bend. Glad to have you along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke back on the mic with you for one final game of this high school baseball and softball season. I include softball as well, even though our area teams are already now complete. And congratulations are in order to the McLeod Lady Bulldogs, who are their Class 2-1A state champions. McLeod softball won the state title in France earlier today, as heard on our sister station, CARE 93.7 FM. The Onega Buffaloes, after a couple 500 seasons, breaking through to the state tournament this year, an incredible come-from-behind 10-inning win yesterday, 8-7 over Medicine Lodge. However, the Buffaloes were defeated by Pittsburgh Colgan by a 10-0 final earlier today. Onega will now take on the Elkhart Wildcats from the High Plains League, who have a record of 21-2. They came in as the number 2 seed. Elkhart, an impressive pitchers duel yesterday as they beat Casey Christian 2-0. But Elkhart just lost their semifinal game a little bit ago to Marion in a high-scoring affair in which Elkhart led early, then gave up a combined 12 runs in the third and fourth innings and could never recover. Final score of that game was Marion defeating Elkhart 16-8. Elkhart now 21-2 on the season, set to take on Onega in this third-place game. 2-1A baseball championship later tonight in Great Bend will have Colgan against Marion. But for the Onega Buffaloes, another chance and opportunity to play one more game in this historic season and another state tournament contest at that. Had a couple hours rest as opposed to their opponent Elkhart, who's basically playing back-to-back games like a doubleheader, coming fresh off their loss and now getting back on the diamond here again. Should be a good game. We're going to step away and take a pregame timeout. We'll come back with today's starting lineups to get set for this third-place contest between Elkhart and Onega. It's third place at the 2-1A State Baseball Tournament here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at mscsports.net.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Royce Becker on why he chooses Community National Bank.
It's been our bank for as long as I can remember. Anytime we need something or if we have an issue or something needs to be taken care of, they're always willing to get right on it. They're always willing to do whatever they need to help the business grow. We just started my son was old enough, a trucking business, and they were on board with helping us get started and doing whatever they needed to help us get that rolling.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Ninety 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back to the Great Bandit Sports Complex with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke with you, set for Onega versus Elkhart in the third place game at the 2-1-A State Baseball Tournament. Onega 9-4 under head coach Adam Kupal. They'll keep the lineup the same. We'll give you the batting order. Onega is going to be the visitors on the scoreboard because they are the lower seed in this contest. Elkhart, the number two seed, so they'll get to be home after just suffering the loss against third seed Marion. They get the number four seed, so they'll be the visitors and bat first. But the lineup will be the same. It'll be sophomore Jackson Coulterman leading off, and then senior Zach Fisher batting second. Here, Colby Simpkins will bat third. Hitting cleanup again is sophomore L.J. Kelzer. Here, Jeremiah Dorsey will bat fifth for Onega. Race Fisher in the number six hole, the junior. Colby Fordham is one of five seniors on this Onega team playing their final high school baseball game of their career today. Colby's hitting seventh again. Hunter Lamond is batting eighth, the junior, and batting ninth is the freshman Keegan Vinneberg. They'll go Coulterman, Zach Fisher, and Simpkins, Kelzer, Dorsey, and Race Fisher, Fordham, Lamond, and Vinneberg. Coach Adam Kupal and the Buffaloes visitors, Jeff Hutless and Luke Baxter, the assistant coaches. Like Onega, Elkhart kind of black and orange with their school colors. We told you they're from the High Plains League, and they only had one loss coming into the state tournament, and that was to a 6A school, and they competed but lost to Liberal, the 6A school, by a final score of 4-2. And they just lost to Marion here earlier today. Elkhart swept the regionals, beating Kinsley 13-0, beat South Central 7-1, and then top Spearville in the regional title game 15-2. So easy trip to get to state for these Elkhart Wildcats, who are coached by David Aranda. We're going to set the defensive lineup for Elkhart, starting with their pitcher Austin Rich, and his battery mate will be Calvin Shackelford. Around the infield for Elkhart to begin this game, we have Weston Hall at third. Cesar Gomez is the shortstop. Second base is Cage Ralston, and playing first will be Julian Duran. For Elkhart in the outfield, Donovan Rhodes in left, playing center is Clayton Cole, and in right field it's Nathan Nelson, rounding out the Wildcat starting lineup defensively here today. Omega still with the white uniforms on, both white jerseys and pants, with the high black socks trimmed with orange, also orange trim around black numerals and letters on the Onega Buffalo jerseys here today. Elkhart has gray, bright pants and uniforms, but also with black numerals and letters trimmed in orange. Main difference in the uniforms is just the gray stripes for Elkhart. White jerseys, pants for the Buffaloes. Coach Adam Kupal returning to the dugout after the coaches met. Elkhart's taking their warm-up tosses. Coach Kupal going to have one more word with his team that all comes out of the dugout. We're just about set for baseball. So the biggest storyline is pitching. Who's got anything left, right? Especially because both these teams have had to battle yesterday and earlier today. Now, you know, having enough pitchers to try to just piece things together, and it's a matter of which team can find a pitcher that throws strikes and get them through a few innings, allow the defense to work. So we know for Onega, Jackson Coulterman and Zach Fisher exhausted all their pitching limits for the state tournament yesterday, and that come from behind victory in 10 innings over Medicine Lodge. Earlier today, Colby Simpkins went 5 2/3 innings. He was phenomenal, grinding it out for Onega. They just couldn't get any offense going in that 10-0 loss against Pitt Colgan. A couple other guys that have thrown a little bit. Of course, Race Fisher has made a relief appearance in each of the first two games. We will likely see him. And it's L.J. Kelzer and Hunter Lamond that we expect to see mostly as the pitchers here for the Buffaloes in this third-place game. Kelzer, the sophomore, and Lamond, the junior, both have minimal appearances, at least through this high school baseball season. The third year, a breakthrough campaign, and now trying to cap it with a win to conclude their third season and bring home a third-place trophy. That's what's on the line, a trophy and some medals for the Buffaloes here today. Hopefully a little bit refreshed and rested, out of the sun for a couple hours and ready to go, while Elkhart's kind of trying to regroup here after a tough, high-scoring affair loss a moment ago. Just about said, again, we're streaming online at mscsports.net. Just click listen live, select KMZA 92.1 FM. A couple other quick programming reminders. State track coverage will continue. We'll get you another update right after this game is over. Jared Sleppy with the results from Cessna Stadium in Wichita. You can also follow along with those online at mscsports.net. State track reports continuing on Sister Station 103.9 near the bottom of every hour on Sister Station KNZA. Again, McLeod won the state softball championship. They're 2-1-A state champs. Brandon Tadman had the call in Pratt today on 93.7, our sister station in Atchison, broadcasting the McLeod girls 2-1-A state softball title earlier here today. It's like the final warm-up tosses here for Austin Rich, right-handed hurler, in his final warm-up tosses for Elkhart, and we're just about set. For Elkhart, this is their sixth state tournament appearance in the last 9 years, so it seems pretty familiar with postseason here late spring. Actually, they've qualified 15 times since 1994, so 15 of the last 30 years Elkhart's been at state baseball. They have two state titles and three state runner-ups. Of course, this year the best they can do is third. But that's better than last year. Elkhart was bounced in the first round of the state baseball tournament a year ago. They lost to Little River. I think early momentum's pretty big in a game like this. Jackson Colterman, the sophomore, digs in. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Elbow teams down just a little bit. Not the game they wanted to be playing in today to end their season. Way high. It's 1-1 to Colterman. So some early momentum, some confidence, a little energy going to go a long ways in a game like this. Here's a little blooper into short center field. It's going to drop, and that's a base hit. Jackson Colterman with the leadoff single. Good piece of hitting there on 1-1, just looped it out. The wind has picked up. It's blowing a good 20 or so miles an hour. So Onega, because they're the visitors in this game, have moved over to the first base dugout. Wind is an eye set between first base and home plate. Wind is at my back, so it's blowing from first over to third or from right to left field. Here's another high hit ball, but right at the center fielder. Cole backpedals a couple steps and now comes in to make the catch. And on one pitch, Zach Fisher flies out to center field. There's one away. One on and one out for Colby Simpkins. Nega had just two total hits against Colgan earlier today. That was a double by L.J. Kelzer and a single by Pace Fisher. It's belted the baseball throughout the season offensively. Minda State hitting 340 as a team over 24 home runs this season. Trying to get the bats going here in this third-place game early. From the stretch, Rich brings in the pitch. A ground ball slowly rolling backhanded by third base or first baseman Duran. The pitcher over to cover and take the throw. That play goes 3-1 on the ground out. Fisher fly to center on one pitch, and now Simpkins grounds out first to pitcher on a first offering and two down with Jackson Colterman standing at second base. Now pitcher is L.J. Kelzer. A little bit outside as Kelzer takes ball one. They're looking for a base hit to get on the board here in the top of the first inning as the visitors in this third place game. Ball in there near the knees, called strike one to Kelzer. Jeremiah Dorsey would be next. Five seniors for Onega, concluding their high school years here today. There's a swing and a foul tip. It's one ball and two strikes. Elkhart. Seven on their roster. Continuing to blow across this field from first base towards third. Off-speed pitch, grounded to short. Gomez didn't catch it cleanly. On two bounces, somehow it got right by him. And around the score, running with two outs all the way was Jackson Colterman, and he comes in to make it Buffalo's 1-0. That's got to be an E6, so he couldn't give the hit or an RBI technically to L.J. Kelder, but he did what he needed to do. That's put the ball in play, and good things happen. Coulterman able to score easily from second there on that booted ground ball. Here's a pitch way up high to Dorsey. Kelder at first base. Needed. Still two outs here at the top of the first inning. Dorsey, the seniors. Strike across the plate. Make it one and one. They could get a little bit of help with an error. They had four errors earlier today themselves against Vic Colgan. Ball was just not played well at all by Gomez. He didn't really get in front of it and then went right beside it. Pitch outside. 2-1 now to Dorsey. Is back to the bag at first. Looks across the diamond to Coach Adam Kupal, who will go through several signs. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch by Rich. And it's down. Now three balls and a strike to Jeremiah Dorsey. Fisher waiting on deck, hoping to get a chance here in the top of the first. Ega looking in there, not only with a win, but it would be a 20. Foul tip straight back, and now we've gone as far as we can go, and this is bad. It falls and two strikes. Runner will be off here, you would think. Two count with two outs from first base. Looking across for signs. Now the payoff pitch to Dorsey. The runner does go. The pitch in the dirt. I don't know why the heck they just threw down to second, because Dorsey walked, and runners are going to be at first and second. Two outs. The inning will continue here for junior Race Fisher. Two on and two out. Then one run on one hit, one error, and one walk so far here in the inning for Onega. Austin Rich. Stretch still. Working pretty quickly, and he buried one in the dirt. He gets to the backstop, and now the runners are in scoring position. Kelzer to third, Dorsey to second. The base hit here would drive in two. If Race could be clutch with two outs, pack on more to this early Onega lead. Now back to the windup. Austin Rich may be more comfortable there and gets a strike right across the plate. So it's 1-1 to Race Fisher, and it does look like Austin Rich more comfortable pitching from the windup. Which is two here with runners second and third. Off speed, lifted up, short right field. Late break by Nielsen. He's coming in. Back goes the second baseman and making the catch. Ralston able to get underneath that when the wind kind of blowing it back towards him a bit. And that certainly helped out. Fisher flies out to deep second, but Onega's on the board. One run, one hit, one error. Two left on. Mega leads 1-0. Elkhart's coming up next here on 92.1 AMZA Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Onega Buffaloes are heading to the state baseball tournament in Great Bend, and Community Healthcare System is proud to present today's broadcast. Through all the off-season work, all the way to a regional championship at their own field, the Onega Buffaloes have overcome the odds and will now play in a state baseball tournament. Community Healthcare System enriches the health and lives of the people that they serve, and this Onega baseball team enriched the lives of the people that rooted them on this year. Good luck to the Onega Buffaloes. From Community Healthcare System.
Ganzaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke with you. On to the bottom of the first inning we go. Here's the batting lineup for the Elkhart Wildcats. It'll be Sir Gomez, then Calvin Shackelford, and Cade Ralston hits third. Cleanup is Austin Rich, the pitcher, then Julian Duran and Donovan Rose. 7-8-9 will go Clayton Cole, Weston Hall, and Nathan Nelson for Elkhart. They are facing Hunter Lamond, Mega pitcher. First delivery a bit inside for ball one. second. Lehman is in there for a strike at the knees, 1-1. Hunter Lehman has been the catcher tournament so far, hasn't pitched a ton, but called on here today, missing just a little bit high. It's 2-1 to Gomez, the leadoff hitter and shortstop for Elkhart. Zach Fisher is at third. Jackson Fisherman is at shortstop. Off-speed pitch in the dirt, 3-1. Right side, you have Jeremiah Dorsey at second base and Race first. Field in a month, first of three pitch. A little bit low for a leadoff walk as Lehman allows the free pass to Gomez. That'll bring up Calvin Stackelford. Obie Fordham is in right field. Keegan Vinnenberg is in left field. And L.J. Kilzer is in his field spot for defensive Obie catchers. Got the defense all set now for the Buffaloes, who lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Fisher will hold on the runner at first here, representing the run after the leadoff walk. Out to the stretch. Pitch a little bit high. Lehman, 1-1. Find the zone, and this is a little bit low. He's missed on 6 of his first 7 pitches. Find it here. Distance 6 to the plate, 3 reach, top of the one run. Fastball right in there. Shackelford was going to take until he got one, and he did right down the middle. Now it's 2-1. Catcher for Elkhart. Not going anywhere from first, and a little chopper foul at the plate to even the count up at 2-2. The dimensions earlier semifinal game today. It's 400 feet, the straightaway center here at the Great Bend Sports Complex. 75 to the gaps and 25 down the left and right field lines. Runner goes, 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Gomez will return to first base, and the count will hold at 2-2 to Calvin Shackelford. Sun still beating down over the entire field here in Great Bend with that 50-mile-an-hour gusty wind from the south. Way outside, gets to the backstop. Gomez able to skip a base on a wild pitch. Count full now at 3-2. Ralston, who up next for the Wildcats. High Plains League is the Elkhart League. High, so on a off pitch, it's second straight walk surrendered by Lehman here to start the bottom of the first inning. Hunter's first and second. Omega trying to grab an out. Ralston, the second baseman, will hit also right-handed. David Ronda will not go through any signs over at third, so it looks like it's hit away. No by Spuntu at the number 3 hitter, despite runners at first and second with nobody out. High ball 1 is the ball behind a bit here from these hitters. Try to lock it in up. Pitch fouled, and the count's 1-1. More information on this Elkhart. The title they won in their league, the High Plains League, was their 5th consecutive baseball title. Here's a swing and a miss. Now it's 1-2 to Ralston. Mega looks to grab it out. Ralston, best pitcher. The hits 426. Pitch high. The runners both able to steal and advance. Gomez to third and Shackelford to second. They got a really good jump there. Count is 2-2 to Cage Ralston. Ralston came in hitting 6, but he was 9-1 with a .64 ERA, 100 strikeouts. He won the pitcher's duel 2-0 in the opening round yesterday over Casey Christian. Here's a swing and a miss. High heat. And Lehman gets his first out with a big K. Ralston misses. Hunters remain at second and third. One down now for Austin Rich. Also had an impressive career, the starting pitcher here today, but offensively batting .513 at that cleanup spot. Tie it away for ball one. .513, 20 RBIs. No to Austin Rich. And on deck. Not held on at second and third here with one down. The pitch comes inside. It's the no now. Walk would potentially load the bases. Given up a couple walks already, but just got a strikeout. That was 3-0 offering to a counterpart, Austin Rich. Fastball down the heart of the plate. Called strike one. Try to battle back. One pitch. Check swing, but foul tip. Got the inside part of the bat. From 3-0 to 3-2 here. Rich bats left-handed. Right-handed pitcher batting left-handed. Elkhart. Lefty that Lehman's faced. He's working from windup with runners second and third. Another foul ball. This at bat will continue on to pitch number seven with the count still full. Gets the sign from Simpkins and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Throw to third. And back in time there is Gomez. Shackelford still at second, but now there's two outs after a couple of strikeouts by Lehman. Has had to throw quite a few pitches. Two of the guys have worked a full count. Every batter's seen at least five pitches from Lehman, the mega starter here so far. And Duran to the plate. Grounds one. Past the diving shortstop and into left field. One run scores. Here's Shackelford around third. He'll touch home standing up. Elkhart with one swing of the bat has taken a one-run deficit and turned it into a one-run lead. Two walks to start the inning proved costly and come around on a two-run, two-out single by Julian Duran. Sixth batter of the inning, Donovan Rhodes. Strike one. First pitch right in there. Holterman had a chance to go, but just couldn't get to or knock down that ball. Solid single by Duran. One and one. Runner on is at first right now with two outs here in the first inning. Heath swung and missed. One and two, the count to Donovan Rhodes. Donovan spelled D-O-N-A-B-Y. Breaking ball stays upstairs, even down at two and two. I don't know, nobody else probably cares but me, but I always think it's interesting how you try to be so creative with the spelling of. There's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's glove. Simpkins able to squeeze it. Three strikeouts for Lehman, but a two-out, two-run base hit gives Elkhart a 2-1 lead. We head to the second inning next. After this one-minute timeout, thanking some of our sports boosters and Onega State Baseball sponsors here on 92.1 KMCA.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainstarTrust.com.
It's true. Not a lot of places in Northeast Kansas can give you high-quality work for a low cost. But with Truax Tree Service, that's what you get. You get a true price, one that is affordable, and one that'll help you get the job done. Jobs big and small, they do it all. Contact the local professionals at Truax Tree Service, 785-236-7651, for your local estimate today. Because we all know when it comes right down to it, here in Northeast Kansas, we care about people that care about us. So if you want true price with true character, you need to trust Truax. Tax Tree Service.
Kansas Land Radio.
Well, we got the Goose Eggs off the scoreboard. Welcome back to Great Bend. Both teams scoring in the first inning. One run for Onega, two runs for Elkhart. On to the second we go. Here's Colby Fordham leading off for the Buffaloes and taking low for ball one. They check and appeal to first, but Colby able to hold in time. Mr. Lehman on deck and Keegan Vindenberg due up third here in the inning. Another pitch low from Austin Rich makes it 2-0. Mega ground ball to the shortstop. Gomez had an error in the first inning, but this one's fielded cleanly. And the throw pulled the first baseman off the bag. That's going to be another error on Gomez, who is the 2-1A State Baseball Player of the Year last season. Got two errors now in this game. That was a routine ground ball, had plenty of time, but he drew Duran off the first base bag and safe as leadoff hitter Colby Fordham on an E6. Two errors now against Elkhart. And Onega's got their leadoff runner aboard for the second time. Hunter Lehman taking low. Pitcher-pitcher matchup. Rich throwing right-handed, even though he bats left. For the ready as Rich from the stretch deals him a strike, and the count is 1-1. A couple of these Onega kids will be playing some Legion baseball this summer, part of the Corning team. Kids from around the area. Pitch, whoo, a little bit low, but called a strike by the home plate umpire. Hunter didn't agree, and is down in the count, 1-2. Lehman's got to protect. Fordham at first with nobody out. Onega down one run here at the top of the second. Ball, and that's inside, even the count at 2-2. Outfield playing straight up, even with the wind kind of pushing everything towards left field. It's foul line that way. Off-speed pitch that is low, and it's 3-2. Vindenberg, the only freshman in the Onega lineup, is awaiting on deck. Quite a few freshmen. This Onega team, the five seniors, two juniors in the starting lineup, and there's a miss for strike three. So Lehman retired on a strikeout. First K for Austin Rich, and first out here in the second inning. Keegan Vindenberg, first pitch for a ball. A couple of these guys, like Lee Simpkins and Ray Fisher, they play on a traveling city over the summer, so they don't play any league. Well, there's a strike to Vindenberg, 1-1. Lots of opportunities, certainly. Athletes these days, really, in any sport, play almost year-round if they want, like. Foul ball back by Vindenberg, who's behind in the count, 1-2. Yeah, there's like three kids for this team that'll play on the Summer League. Corning is the host. Post, but there'll be kids from Australia. Various. And it's a strike. And out number two now. A couple strikeouts of the 8-9 hitters for Austin Rich. Top of the lineup, Jackson Coulterman singled his first time up. He dropped one into center field. He'll bat with two outs now and still at first base as Colby Fordham, who reached on an error. Bluff throw to first by Rich. Fordham back in there, diving head first in front of Coach Jeff Hutless. Fouled back Jackson Coulterman. And not only singled to start the inning, but came around to score Onega's run. Scored on an error, one of two Elkhart errors test thus far. But actually has the only hit for Onega thus far. Runner going, and a fly ball with two outs. It doesn't matter. Runner will keep going. This is short center. This is trouble. And no communication. Two players collide. The ball drops on the ground. And coming around to score, it's a 2-2 contest. Colby Fordham was off on the Steeler hit and run there and came all the way around with two outs. The fly ball didn't matter to him. And it's going to go down as a bloop single, so Jackson Coulterman is 2 for 2 and will get credit for the RBI as he's blooped a couple into center field. That time, though, the second baseman and center fielder not communicating. Shortstop was in pursuit as well. Second baseman and center fielder ended up colliding. Everybody's okay. Here's Zach Fisher, and he takes low ball one. Coulterman 2 for 2, and Onega's tied this game up on the scoreboard at 2-2. By the way, Coulterman went into second base for the time. Well, I think they actually found the ball, but with the shortstop, second baseman, and center fielder all in pursuit of that, nobody was at second base. So heads up base running, Coulterman dropped in the hit and then able to go up to second, basically, and give him credit for a double because nobody was at second base. Here's a shot. This one into center field. Sliding catch made by Cole out there in center field. Clayton Cole slides under. A great hit by Zach Fisher. Go down as a noisy out number 3 as Fisher's now twice flying out to center field. But a leadoff error and a 2-run RBI hit by Jackson Coulterman has this game tied 2-2. Onega and Elkhart battling in the Class 2-1A third place game will continue in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZA.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
KMZA.
Justin, we'll back with you here in Great Bend. Bottom of the second and lower third of the Elkhart lineup. Clayton Cole, number 7 hitter, leads off. Mound is Lehman, who threw 30 pitches the first inning. Allowed 2 walks, which both came around to score on a 2-out, 2-run single by Julian Durant. Lehman did have 3 strikeouts to get the outs in the first inning. Here's a hard hit ball down the line in left field. That's going to slice foul. Boy, just barely. Extra bases written all over it. A rope down the line. Go Clayton Cole to the dish with the count 1-1. Nathan Hall, then Nathan Nelson here in the bottom of the second for the Wildcats. Do 2 game. Bottom of 2. Feed in there for a strike. Well, that was a pretty pitch. A lot off of it, and a breaking ball that right across. Looking for another strikeout, a 1-2. He goes fastball. It's a little high. It's 2-2. Already has struck out 3. First out of the inning would be huge here. Bottom of the order. Need to get through him quick. Foul ball will keep this at bat alive as Cole had a piece of it to remain alive at 2-2. Of the day for both these teams to back for Elkhart. Off-speed breaking ball drops low. 3-2. Third game in 2 days, of course, for both these well here in Great Bend at the state tourney. Pitch, hard hit, up the middle and into center field. Through, 7 pitch at bat, won by Clayton Cole as he's got a leadoff single for the Wildcats. Now Weston Hall, the third baseman. Right-handed hitter to face. Damon. swings and hits one to center field. Back goes Kelzer. Had it played perfect and makes the catch on his left shoulder. That's out number one. Kelzer's been pretty busy, and he's been great in center field all day. No one pitch in Weston Hall is recorded out. Hall still at first base, and here's the number nine hitter, Nathan Nielsen for Elkhart. Fisher holding the runner on at first. They'll throw over there, but not in time to an attempt to Clayton Cole. Runner stealing, pitches high, throw down, not in time. At the stolen base, the third one already for Elkhart. We saw Hogan be extremely aggressive on the bases. Pressure on Onega in that semifinal game earlier today. Colgan won it 10-0. Seven innings played. Strike in there. Nothing in two. And Wilson's taken two pitches. Strikes. Keeping the runner close at second. This pitch is high. Two to Nielsen with the leadoff hitter Cesar Gomez on deck. Characteristic Gomez is two errors in this for Elkhart already. One helping lead to an Onega run. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number four. Second out here in inning. And got him with the high heater. Now a runner at second with two down for Gomez. Walked and scored his first time up. Walked, went to second on a wild pitch, stole third, came home on a single with two out. One two-out base hit by Elkhart produced both their runs, a couple walks. Ball there, in for a strike, good pitch by Lehman. Put enough on at that time as he glides it right across the lower part of the strike zone, 0-1 to Gomez. Pass the ball, grounded to third. Fisher comes in, fields it cleanly, sets, throws, on target, on time, three out. Hunter Lehman says, hey, let's go. 2-2 tie, two innings complete. We'll go to the third in 1 minute here on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Two-two tie. Onega with two runs on two hits. Elkhart with two runs on two hits. On we go to inning number three. And a new pitcher has come in for Elkhart. So Austin Rich is replaced by Cesar Gomez. Gomez, the new pitcher, will work to the 3, 4, and 5 hitters here for Onega. Simpkins, Kelzer, and Dorsey do up. So Rich goes two innings, giving up two runs on two hits with one walk and two strikeouts. Gomez, who moves in from short to pitch, and the first pitch swinging foul ball by Colby Simpkins, who grounded out to first his initial time up. the other defensive changes here for you in just a moment. Rich went to the outfield. Onega got one run in each of the first two innings, so they'll try to keep the pressure on and score again here in the third and look retaking the lead. In for a strike, and it's nothing and two now on Simpkins. Gomez in time through the Onega order and a base hit up the middle. Simpkins hit it well. Most of Onega's hits, including two by Jackson Coulterman and now one by Simpkins, have gone right back up the middle into center field. For the third straight inning, Onega has their leadoff runner aboard. Simpkins has his first hit of the day. That'll bring up L.J. Kelzer, who reached on an error his first time up. Two errors committed by Elkhart, and so far zero errors committed by Onega. Pitch in there for strike one to L.J. Kelzer. Next pitch is low, and that's ball one. They're held on at first by Duran. Got Ralston at second. Hall is at third still. Out tip by Kelzer, and he's down in the count, one ball, two strikes. Pitch swung on a miss. That's strike three. Strikeout recorded after giving up the leadoff single. That'll bring up Jeremiah Dorsey, who walked his first at-bat game. Gomez from the stretch, runner stealing. Showing bump, pulling back, taking high, and it's a safe steal. The ball gets into center field, but Simpkins will pop up and stay at second. That is the first stolen base for Onega today. 1-0 the count to Jeremiah Dorsey, who walked his first time up. Onega's got a runner in scoring position here with one out. Pitch by Gomez is top of the zone, called strike one. Race Fisher on deck, then Colby Fordham here in the top of inning number three, tied 2-2. Last ball chop foul towards Coach Kupal. Nice play by Coach over there. Third for Onega gives the thumbs up sign to Jeremiah Dorsey. He's got a battle behind in the count now, 1-2. One on second and one out. Gomez comes set. The delivery swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's glove. Nice hang by Shackelford there behind the plate. And that's out number two as Gomez records his second strikeout. See if Reese Fisher can do damage with two down. Pops to the second baseman his first at bat. Now facing Gomez. And he hits it into center field. Cole moving towards left, long run in, on the catch, he makes it. That will retire the side. Long run, but a good play by Cole there to track it down. No runs for Onega here in inning number three. Do have three hits, but we stay tied 2-2 on the scoreboard. It's the Class 2-1A third place game here at State Baseball in Great Bend, and we're back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair, too, at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at State Baseball.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
KMZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke with you here in Great Bend. Final warm-up tosses for Hunter Lehman, who's thrown two innings so far and 44 pitches. 30 in the first when he gave up a couple runs, but didn't surrender any runs and pitched just 14 times in the second inning to get three outs. Lehman has struck out four batters, allowed just two runs on two hits so far. He'll be facing the 2-3 and 4 hitters of Elkhart. Second time, it'll be Shackelford, Ralston, and Rich. Alvin Shackelford scored after reaching on a walk his first time up. Elkhart's first two batters offensively in this game both walked and both came around to score their only runs so far. On the inside corner, nice shot by Lehman there. It's 1-1. Shackelford digs in. He's ready, and he takes a look at a pitch barely outside. Two balls and a strike. Wildcat catcher, right-handed batter, pops it up, foul territory. Zach Fisher chasing, but runs out of real estate over there against the foul fence. Wynn was helping blow that ball out of this park. Count is now 2-2 to Shackelford. Final game of the baseball season. Onega's made history with 19 wins, first state tournament appearance, first state tournament win, now trying for a initial trophy, third place medals to cap their season here today. Do the count to the first batter for Elkhart here in the bottom of the third inning. Fastball hit hard and into center field between the bag at second and the shortstop Coulterman, who had no chance to get that one, and that's hit number 3 for Elkhart. They scored 8 runs. Mentioned they had a lead earlier in that semifinal game against Marion, but then the wheels came off. They gave up a 7-run third inning, followed by a 5-run fourth inning, and their lead was erased. It ended up being like 12-5. They're up 5-0 and then gave up 12 runs. Never got back in it. Be pitched low, throw down to first by the catcher, barely back there, Shackelford. Pretty good snap throw by Simpkins. But if he would have got a little bit more on it, might have got the runner out. Fisher had to kind of stretch for the ball and then whip the tag back. Runner not going, and his delivery is high. It's 2-0 to Cage Ralston. Mega shifted towards left field just a little bit with Kelzer out there kind of playing the wind, which way high again, popped out of the catcher's glove, and it's 3-0 to Ralston, who struck out his first time up. Go, and that's a strike. Ralston was standing there like a statue, had zero intention, swinging no matter where the pitch was. That's 3 balls and a strike. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Fastball popped up. Off the first base side, here comes Race Fisher in foul territory, and he makes the catch. Nice play by Race Fisher for out number 1. As after falling behind 3-0, a couple strikes thrown by Lehman, and he gets Ralston to foul out to first. 1 on, 1 down now for Austin Rich. Rich batting left-handed. Starting pitcher has now been replaced. Elkhart. I didn't see all that semifinal game, but I imagine they went through a few pitchers giving up 12 runs in a couple innings there trying to get to a title game. This pitch is fouled straight back. Nothing and one. Leah Duran on deck. Still at first base is Calvin Shackelford, and Onega trying to keep him close. I pitch it for a strike. Breaking ball again that Lehman got across the plate, and he's ahead here, 0-2. Boba Chair, says one Onega fan. From the stretch, taking his time. Now the 0-2, runner stealing, the pitch is low, the throw by Simpkins is not in time and off target, but a nice backup there by the second baseman, Jeremiah Dorsey, to knock it down and keep it on the infield. So a stolen base for Calvin Shackelford. Was outside, so the count is 1-2 to Austin Rich. The leading run is now in scoring position at second base for Elkhart. Had a lead in this game. Onega led 1-0, then Elkhart went ahead 2-1. Onega tied it at 2 at the top of the second, and we're still tied at 2 here in the bottom of the third. Rich foul back. The count remains 1-2. Austin Rich struck out against Lehman, his first time up on a 7-pitch at-bat. This will be pitch number 5 this time. It's 1-2 in favor of Lehman. Goes off speed and a nice block by Simpkins, struggling to find the ball. Now he does in front of home plate. Throws to third, and it gets away from Zach Fisher, but it'll stay close enough to keep the runner there. So Shackelford is now at third on the passed ball. One out, and the count is 2-2 to clean up hitter Austin Rich. Julian Duran on deck. He's got the big hit for Elkhart. Two-run, two-out, single. Inside corner. Caught him looking. Backwards K is Lehman. Fans the cleanup, man. That's out number 2. Now they can focus on the batter, Julian Duran. Two-run, two-out, single is first time up, plated both Elkhart runs. Lehman back to the windup here with the runner at third. And he misses just off the outside part of the plate on his initial pitch to the Elkhart number 5 hitter. That is strikeout number 5, by the way, for Hunter Lehman in this game already. Pitch runner? Courtesy runner? That courtesy runner for the catcher coming in at third. Maybe to speed things up a little bit. Catcher will get in there and get his chin guards on, equip up, and courtesy runner now at third base here with two outs for Elkhart. Still tied at 2. Eamon Wine steals. Hard hit ball and over the head of the shortstop, Coulterman. And that is the second time that Duran has produced with two outs, getting an RBI base hit. He has all 3 RBIs in this game for Elkhart. All of them coming with two outs. And that's a lead change as Elkhart back on top, 3-2. Two hits in this inning, leadoff single. Shackelford stole second, went to third on a passed ball, and then the courtesy runner came in on that hit. Swing and a miss by Donovan Rhodes. Strikeout victim, his first time up. Still two outs, runner at first base now. Swing and a miss, quickly nothing and two to the left fielder Rhodes. 3-2, Elkhart leads Onega. We're in the bottom of the third. 0-2 pitch on the way, and that's just under the strike zone, but barely. All that the Buffs and Lehman wanted and did not get. Not good speed on first base with Julian Duran. He's their first baseman. He's a great hitter, but there's strike 3. Another backwards K. Rhodes caught looking. Lehman is fanned at 6. But as we head to the fourth inning, Onega down a run. Elkhart just scored 1 run on 2 hits. No errors, 1 left. And after 3 completes here on KMZA, our score, Elkhart 3, Onega 2.
Electric Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
To the fourth inning we go. Lower third of the lineup here for Onega. It'll be Fordham, Lehman, and Vinneberg. 7-8-9 hitters facing Cesar Gomez. Going to miss. Colby Fordham reached on an error his first time up. And then Lehman and Vinneberg, who both were retired on strikes, their first plate appearance in this game. Hard hit ball, center field, right at Cole. Moves about two steps and makes the catch. Gain a corn there, a couple tosses, and out number one is recorded. Mr. Lehman will try to help himself out, get on base. Two runs, three hits for Onega. Three runs on four hits now for Elkhart. A hard hit ball back to the pitcher. Wow, Gomez knocked it down. He runs over, then underhands it to first and retires Hunter Lehman on one pitch. Boy, that was a one-hopper right back to the pitcher, a bullet. Lehman is recorded out 1-3, and there's quickly two down here in the top of the fourth. Gomez kind of settling in. He's retired five in a row. Deals inside to Keegan Vinnenberg for ball one. Nine hitter freshman Neberg. Lehman has a postseason win. That was what, regionals last week? Pitched an inning in the third, gave up just a couple hits and four strikeouts against Blue Valley Randolph in relief and got a win last week. Starts here today. 2-1 pitch to Keegan, and he swings and misses. Kind of a golf swing there. Pitch was low, and counts now 2-2. Gomez looking for a 1-2-3 inning. We've not had that happen yet in this game for either team. Quickly two down, and now the 2-2 pitch. It is strike three. Blew a fastball by him. Third strikeout for Gomez. Third out in the inning. An 8-pitch inning for Gomez. We added the bottom of the fourth. Same score, it's Elkhart 3, Onega 2 on the MFB Sports Radio Network.
Finding True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
The 27th annual Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation Charity Golf Classic is Friday, June 16th at Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Individual and team registrations are welcome, and many sponsorship opportunities are available as well. We are also doing the golf ball drop. 600 golf balls will be sold. For $5, you can purchase a golf ball with a chance to win 50% of the total golf ball sales. Please contact Courtney Schmelzley at 785-336-0426 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Flickback with you. He headed to the bottom of the fourth inning. Elkhart batting, leading it 3-2 over Onega. Clayton Cole, first pitch. Sends it to center field. Kelzer on the run. Won't get there. It's between him and Vinnenberg. Vinnenberg gets it in on a hop, but heading into second base. It's the leadoff stand-up double. It's Clayton Cole, the number seven hitter for Elkhart. On his speed as well. He's 2-for-2 today. Single his first time up, and now a double here to lead off the bottom of the fourth. That's hit number five for Elkhart. Weston Hall flied out the center field his first time up. Nobody out. Runner at second base now. Here's an off-speed pitch. Bounces in front of home plate and Pat Simpkins, and the runner moves to third. Oh, the runner tried to come for home, and he's going to be tagged. I think he got him on his arm. Runner saying he's safe. Now this out. Runner never touched the base. Coach Aranda comes down. And the runner is out of there at home. Wow. So instead of a runner at third with nobody out, now the bases are empty with one down. Pretty gutsy by Clayton Cole there. Almost a little bit cocky maybe. And it doesn't pay off. Pitch to Weston Hall in the dirt. I think it gets a big break there. So the ball skipped past to the backstop. And the catcher, Simpkins, threw it back to the pitcher, but was kind of back at the backstop when he did it. And he wasn't really hustling or getting back to home plate very quickly. He had thrown it pretty early after he got the ball. Here's a hard hit ball past the second baseman and into right field. So it costs Elkhart a run. And a single for Weston Hall is on for the first time today. So when Simpkins went to the backstop and got it, just kind of lazily from the backstop, throwed it back to the pitcher. The runner had already got to third and turned the corner, and he's like, I don't think the catcher's going to get back to home plate to take a throw. We had a bang-bang play at the plate as the crowd started yelling, and Simpkins realized, oh, man, I got to get to the plate. The pitcher threw it back to him. Here's a pop-up. This is the catcher, Simpkins, trying to make the catch, and does. Nice play by the Onega catcher. That was not an easy play for Simpkins. Heading over to the third base dugout. Never able to get set, never really turned and found it, just tracking it as he was running up the line and towards the dugout, and made a phenomenal catch to retire the number nine hitter. Two outs in the inning, so Onega can get out of this pretty quickly if they can get leadoff hitter Cesar Gomez. Gomez 0 for 1, but walked and scored in the first. Elkhart leading by one run, but they ran themselves into an out unnecessarily. The first out of this inning came at home plate, trying to force the issue. I mean, you understand the idea that was maybe there, the thought. Ball gets out of the glove of Simpkins, and advancing to second is Weston Hall. So he's at second now with two outs. The count is 1-1 to leadoff hitter Gomez. You understand the concept, right? Pitcher gets the ball. Catcher's still near the backstop, a long ways from home plate. Like, okay, I think I can make it. Job by Lehman to realize it, and Simpkins to hustle to take the throw, and then a little cat-and-mouse game as the runner, Cole, thought he kind of dove and touched home and was missed on the tag, but the home plate umpire said he never touched home, and eventually Simpkins kind of danced around him and then tagged him out, and the umpire said he was out because he had never touched home yet. Interesting part of this game that, for now, keeps it a one-run contest here in the bottom of the fourth. Fouled away, and it's 2-2 now to Gomez. Lehman's next delivery popped up, and again, foul out of play. How about Hunter Lehman? Like Colby Simpkins today. Onega came into this day knowing they had a couple games and knowing they were low on pitchers, but had a couple phenomenal starts. As Simpkins and Lehman's been terrific here. Six strikeouts, only two walks, and those both came in the first inning. Here's the 2-2. Off speed, got him swinging. Check that. That's strikeout number 7. And the third out here in the fourth inning. Lehman dances into the dugout. The Buffs have some momentum. They still trail by one. And the fifth inning is coming up next on FM 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Justin Fluke back with you. Great Bend, Kansas, third place contest here in the Class 2-1A State Baseball Tournament. On to the fifth inning we go, and it's the top of the Onega order. Time to do work. Jackson Coulterman's going to lead things off, and he's 2-for-2. He's facing Cesar Gomez, though, now for the first time. And popped up mile high, short center field. I feel like we've already done this twice in this game. And this time it's going to be dropped by the shortstop. Another tough play. All three at bats, Coulterman has popped one up to shallow center field. And all three times he's reached safely. A single, a double. I think this time it's probably an E6. That's Rich, who started out the game pitching, now playing shortstop, and dropped it. All three errors today by the shortstop position for Elkhart. Ulterman aboard with good speed. Here's Fisher fouling one to the Elkhart third base dugout. Mega batting, down a run, top of the fifth. They have just three hits. Two by Ulterman and one by Simpkins, who's awaiting on deck. Ulterman held on at first. Gomez will look his way. Nobody out with the runner aboard. Runner not going. Pitches low. Good eye by Zach Fisher, who's flied twice to center field today. In this game, he's 0-for-2. I mean, maybe we should rule that a hit for Coulterman. I don't know. It's a tough play. Again, kind of no man's land, but here's the problem. If it's in the majors, I guarantee you it's an error because it actually hit in and then out of the glove of Gomez, of Rich. So we got to do it in there. I'd love to give it a hit and give Coulterman the benefit of the doubt in a 3-for-3 game, but because it went in the glove and then just bounced out and Rich could not squeeze it, even though it was a long run and a tough play going back over his shoulder in a short center field. Here's a grounder to third. High hopping. Hall going to bobble it. Oh, they say it was foul? No way! They call that a foul ball? Hold on a second. The ball was touched in fair territory. It eventually went foul, but, oh, man. Well, Elkhart was not happy with the home plate umpire last inning, and now all the Onega fans don't like the home plate umpire for the moment either. Hard to make friends. Easier to make enemies with rumping and reffing. Count is 1-2. That was going to be a tough play. Fisher had a really high hop. All tried to glove it at third, but plate umpire said just in foul territory when it touched his glove. So a 1-2 pitch coming from Gomez to Zach Fisher. Fouls it away. Do it again at 1-2. Runner at first is Jackson Coulterman, so it is E6 in my book. Coulterman 2-for-3 officially, but represents the tying run here in the top of the fifth inning. Gomez has struck out three Onega batters in a couple innings of work. Off speed and caught Fisher looking. Have a breaking ball. Zach thought it was down a bit. He's frustrated, head hung as he heads back to the dugout. And he's out number one here in the inning. One on and one out. And Colby Simpkins gets hit by a pitch. But he said something. Colby kind of looking back to the fans there behind the plate. I don't know what happened or if the catcher or somebody said something, but that's a hit by pitch. So Jackson Coulterman now at second. Colby Simpkins just got hit on the first pitch. He's aboard for the second straight time, and now it's L.J. Kelzer. L.J. with an 0-for-2 game thus far, but did reach on an error. Struck out his last time up against Gomez, and he grounds it. Oh, it's caught by the pitcher! Caught by the pitcher, and it's going to be a double play. As that ball was hit on a rocket. And an easy double play, but a great job by the pitcher, Gomez. It goes over to first and underhands it for out number three. So a double play on a hard hit ball by Kelzer. Cat-like reflexes for the pitcher to catch it, get the force out over at first base to retire the side. So they got two runners reaching on a hit-by-pitch and an error, but no runs, no hits, and head to the bottom of the fifth, our score remains. Elkhart 3, Onega 2.
Are you still using talc or graphite in your planner? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel popper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kelman, Justin Fluk back with you here in Great Bend. It's 3-2, Elkhart leading Onega. The scoring has ceased. We haven't had any for a couple innings. Onega led 1-0, and Elkhart led 2-1. Onega tied it 2-2 in the second. Right now the difference in this game is a run scratched across in the bottom of the third by Elkhart. Elkhart has had two base hits with two outs that have produced all three of their runs. Both of those hits by Julian Duran, who's due up fourth here in this inning. So no team scored in the fourth or so far here in the fifth. Back to the mound is Hunter Lehmann for Onega. Thrown 75 pitches, according to my unofficial book. He'll face Calvin Shackelford, the number two hitter for Elkhart. Fifth inning of work, he misses low for ball one. Good as Onega could have hoped for Hunter Lehmann, get through four innings and into the fifth at giving up only three runs. There's a swing and a miss. They've all been earned runs because Onega has not committed an error yet in this game, and only six hits. And here's the good thing. After walking the first two batters of the game, Lehman's not allowed a free pass since. Foul off the end of the bat up the first base side, and it's 1-2 now to Shackelford with Ralston on deck and Rich in the hole. So walked the first two batters of the game on a 7-pitch at bat and a 5-pitch at bat, but hasn't given up a free pass since. Exactly what Onega needed. No strikes. Let your defense work. Just end the game. Give it the chance. The 1-2. Off speed. Swing and a miss. And tagging out the runner. That was a little more contact than maybe folks anticipated. Late umpire. Checking on everything. Colby Simpkins had just got bean last inning. Maybe had a little exchange with some fans from Elkhart behind the dugout. Kind of looks back there again now. So strikeout number eight. Eight strikeouts for Hunter Lehmann. About not giving up the free passes. Here's a pop-up behind home plate, and it'll be out of play. The number three batter for Elkhart. They've been just trying to keep this a one-run game, but Onega's down to their final six outs. They'll have their 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up in the top of the sixth. Right now we're in the bottom of inning number five. Cage Ralston is 0-2 against Lehmann today. Chops it foul, this time towards third base, and the count is 0-2. Eight strikeouts, three runs, two walks. Fine afternoon, Mr. Lehmann. The 0-2 pitch. Oh, barely missed. You hear the Onega fans groaning, moaning a little bit. They thought it was strike three. Plate umpire not so fast. Now the 1-2 pitch. Off speed, got it. Strikeout number 9. Hunter Lehman, do work, young man. 2 up, 2 down on a couple strikeouts, and now Austin Rich, the cleanup batter, who, oh, by the way, is 0-2 with 2 strikeouts already against Lehman. 2 of the 9 have been to this batter right here. If Lehman can strike out the side. Fastball, ouch, got the catcher's mask. Simpkins took that foul ball off the catcher's mask. The home plate umpire checking on him, asking him how many fingers he's holding up. Hunter working ahead of all these hitters. Dylan strikes. Here's a pop-up foul, and it's 0-2 to Rich. Boy, if he could strike out the side, you'd have to think that would be another electrifying moment that would give Onega a boost of energy, a shot of optimism in the arm. Here is the 0-2, and it's just inside and a bit low, 1-2. Again, not missing by much, but I think Lehman is feeling pretty darn good. He's looking salty. Pitch. Foul back. The 1-2 to Austin Rich. Struck out swinging in the first, struck out looking in the third. But now over 85 pitches in this game, so probably gets through the sixth maybe. He's pitched a little bit high. Tough to imagine him throwing 7 innings. But, hey, 1 pitch at a time, right? Batter, step at a time. 2-2 is a changeup, and it's popped up. Lehman makes the call. Fisher trying to call him off, and the two guys collide, and Lehman ends up making the catch. Fisher was trying to call him off, but Lehman stayed with it, and Lehman made the catch. Lehman says, I had the ball. Fisher tried to call him off. I think Fisher was going to have it, too. They collided, but the good thing is they catch the ball. Fisher said, I tried to call him off, but Hunter still wanted to take it. That's a... You understand where both guys are coming from on that, right? And for Onega, you're just happy that they got the out. A 1-2-3 inning for Hunter Lehman and Onega for the first time today. We're going to inning number 6. The Buffaloes down 1 run here on 92.1 KMZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
To the sixth inning we go. Jeremiah Dorsey, then Race Fisher and Colby Fordham do up for the Onega Buffaloes. They scored 1 run in the first inning and 1 run in the second inning, but have not been able to score one since. The only trail, 3-2. Swinging a miss on the second pitch of the inning. By the way, pitcher Gomez out there for Elkhart needed 8 pitches to get 3 outs on 3 batters in the fourth. Needed 8 pitches to get double play that ended the fifth, facing just 4 batters in that frame as well. So a couple 8-pitch innings for Gomez. And he deals another strike into Dorsey. The count now 1-2. He played some outfield earlier today. He's at second base here in this consolation game. Battle for third place state trophy. Oh, strike 3. Dorsey thought that was something that might need a 9-iron to put in play, but he's down looking, and that's strikeout number 5 now for Gomez. One away, the Buffaloes down to their final 5 outs. Race Fisher, who's 0-2 with a couple pop-ups. Sun kind of peeking in and out behind some clouds. Fisher didn't mean to, but a half-hearted swing there that he could not check. Onega looking for offense. They have not had a hit since the leadoff batter in the third inning. Now we're here in the sixth. His offense has faded. This pitch low, it's 1-1. Just three total hits in the game for the Buffaloes. One hit in the first inning, and one hit in the second inning, and one leadoff hit in the third. Strike in there to Fisher. Pretty good pitch there. 1-2 now to race. Gomez in a pretty good rhythm and groove here. And he gets a strikeout. In a miss, Fisher did not have a good at bat. A half swing on the first and third strikes, and then watch the second one go by that looked pretty good. Two up and two down quickly. Now Onega is down to their final four outs. Only by just one run. Here's Colby Fordham. As breaking ball tails away from the plate outside 1-0. Little low, 2-0. So Onega's got two runs on three hits. They've stranded five. Elkhart has three runs on six hits, and they've left just four on base. Elkhart has all three errors that have been committed in this game, all three at the shortstop position. Here's a little looper that's going to be foul on the first base side, and it's now two balls and a strike to Colby Fordham. We'll be one of those five Onega seniors playing their final high school athletic event. These guys made it to state track when they got a couple of tracksters, girls, but none on the baseball team. Little grounder back to the pitcher, fielded by Gomez, throws the first, and that's another 1-2-3 inning for Gomez and the Wildcats. Elkhart still leading 3-2. Onega's down to their final at-bat. Elkhart will look for a little insurance here as we go to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to High School State Baseball live from Great Bend on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Onega Buffaloes are heading to the state baseball tournament in Great Bend, and Community Healthcare System is proud to present today's broadcast. Through all the off-season work, all the way to a regional championship at their own field, the Onega Buffaloes have overcome the odds and will now play in a state baseball tournament. Community Healthcare System enriches the health and lives of the people that they serve, and this Onega baseball team enriched the lives of the people that rooted them on this year. Good luck to the Onega Buffaloes. From Community Healthcare System.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
KMZA.
A fitting song, I think. Hold on loosely, right? As we head to the bottom of the sixth, Onega holding on loosely. But it's a tight ball game, 3-2, and Hunter Lehman out there for his sixth inning of work. He's got about 90 pitches. So 15 or so he can throw here in the sixth inning. Face Julian Duran. Start at the bottom of the sixth for Elkhart. Duran grounds it, but it'll be foul towards third. Duran is the man for Elkhart. 2-for-2 today with 3 RBI. 3-2 Elkhart lead over Onega. And Duran has all 3 RBI. He's done it with a pair of 2-out hits. A pair of 2-out hits for Duran, the first baseman. Lifts this one up. Zach Fisher backpedaling in foul territory. Moves over and makes the catch. Nice play by Zach Fisher off third. That's out number one. So we got that guy. And all of a sudden, Hunter Lehman has retired 6 in a row. Getting stronger here as he nears 100 pitches. Strike right in there to Donovan Rhodes. 0-for-2 with the pair of strikeouts today. Hunter Lehman has struck out 9 already in this contest. Hasn't walked or given up a free pass since the first two batters of the game. And an off-speed pitch swung on and missed. Quickly strike 2. Hunter Lehman ready in a groove. He rocks. He fires. Fastball a little low. 1-2. Clayton Cole on deck. Elkhart leading by one run, looking for a little insurance here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Damon deals another fastball. Strike three called. Lower outside corner. The batter and the head coach, David Aranda, can't believe it. That's strikeout number 10 for Hunter Lehman. Two outs. He's looking for a real quick inning here to give him one last chance. Pitch to Clayton Cole is fouled. Cole is two for two today as well. Mentioned Duran two for two with three RBI. Cole is two for two, but has been left, well, once he was left stranded, once he was thrown out at the plate, trying to go from second to home on a passed ball. And he sends this one towards second, one hop, easy play for Jeremiah Dorsey, and he's got the out. 1-2-3 inning, Hunter Lehman, that a boy. Onega needs one to tie, two to take the lead. We head to the seventh and final inning here in Great Bend. It's the third place state baseball game with the finale coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's true. Not a lot of places in Northeast Kansas can give you high-quality work for a low cost. But with Truax Tree Service, that's what you get. You get a true price, one that is affordable, and one that'll help you get the job done. Jobs big and small, they do it all. Contact the local professionals at Truax Tree Service, 785-236-7651, for your local estimate today. Because we all know when it comes right down to it, here in Northeast Kansas, we care about people that care about us. So if you want true price with true character, you need to trust Truax Tree Service.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
Last chance time for the Buffaloes. It'll be the number 8-9 and then leadoff hitter to the plate here in the seventh. Gomez out to try to finish this. He came on in the third and is trying to toss the final four innings. He struck out six batters. He's given up just one free pass. Negas had one walk in this game and one hit batter. Hunter Lehman pitched terrific for Onega in this third place state game. Lead things off, and then Keegan Vinnenberg, and then leadoff hitter Jackson Coulterman do up third. Onega needs at least a game. He looks to the dugout, waving his hands in the air. Now claps as he steps on the first base bag and says, come on, Buffs, let's ride. Leadoff runner aboard. It's an infield single as he beat it out. Third baseman Hall took his time, and Hunter Lehman made him pay. That's the tying run, and here's Keegan Vinnenberg. Left-handed Onega hitter. Gomez goes to the stretch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Omega's going to get some guys at the top of their lineup coming due a fourth time here in this game. Neither team scored since the third. They had three straight innings scoreless, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, all zeros. Going bunt, not able to pull back and taking strike. Ball was way high, but Vinnenberg didn't pull the bat back, and now he's behind in the count, nothing and two. So an attempt to advance the runner to scoring position that represents the tying run failed on that pitch, and now he looks at strike three and down looking. Backwards K, out number one. Gomez is fanned at seven. Jackson Coulterman and Zach Fisher are the next two guys to bat. Onega has stolen one base in this game. That was by Colby Simpkins back in the third inning. Gomez will work from the stretch, one on first and one out. Onega down one run in the seventh, and oh, man, Coulterman chased the pitch in the dirt. He's two for three today. All three times he's been up, he's popped it to no man's land in short, shallow center field. Twice reached on hits. Last time it was ruled an error as it popped out of the shortstop's glove. Runner going, throw to second, not in time, and a stolen base for Hunter at Lehman. That takes away the fourth and potential game-ending double play. nine run scoring position with one out here. It's 1-1 to Jackson Coulterman. Alayman's got to be smart there at second. Pitch by Gomez, popped up towards right field, slicing foul. Nelson still on the run and won't get there. So 1-2 now to Jackson Coulterman, the Buffalo leadoff hitter, the sophomore. Pretty clutch spot right here with Zach Fisher on deck. Mega trailing 3-2, seventh inning against Elkhart here in the third place state tournament game. Sitting on the bag at second is Hunter Lehman, who's pitched six solid innings for Onega here in this third place contest. Now representing the tying run. Big swing, Coulterman struck out. Man, he pulled his head, tried to hit it too hard. So two straight strikeouts by Gomez, and now Onega's down to their final out. Zach Fisher to the plate as his teammates in the dugout cheer him on, saying, nobody better, 2-0. Nobody better to be in this spot, in this situation, than you, Mr. Senior Leader, Zach Fisher. First pitch, chopped foul. Make contact with in there, so it was a dead ball, even though it went just in front of the batter's box. Strike one to Zach Fisher. Is that kind of a frustrating day? He's hit it hard and well twice, flying out to center field. And last time he was caught looking on a pitch he thought was low. For redemption here. Lehman will be running from second with two outs now. An hard hit ball, that's to second. It eats up Ralston, who regains it, throws to first. Not in time! Coming home and sliding in, out at the plate, and the game is over. Out at the plate, and the game is over. That's how the season ends. As Fisher dives into first safely, Lehman tried to go from third into home, but they tag him out at the plate, third out. Instead of the game tied at three, it will end, and Elkhart places third, winning this one by a score of 3-2 with a dramatic ending to this contest. We'll come back, wrap it all up for you right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Royce Becker on why he chooses Community National Bank.
It's been our bank for as long as I can remember. Anytime we need something, or if we have an issue or something needs to be taken care of, they're always willing to get right on it. They're always willing to do whatever they need to help the business grow. We just started my son was old enough, a trucking business, and they were on board with helping us get started and doing whatever they needed to help us get that rolling.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FM KMZA.
Welcome back one final time to the Great Bend Sports Complex. Final score, Elkhart 3, Onega 2. Buffalo's making history this season. A lot to be proud of. This one stings a bit, especially in terms of how it ended there at the home plate on the final out. However, team that had started high school baseball just 3 years ago and had a couple 500 seasons ends up with a record of 19-5 this year, and not only in the first state tournament appearance but also a state tournament win and fourth place finish for the Buffaloes today as they fall 3-2 to the Elkhart Wildcats. Totals, Onega with two runs on just four hits. They stranded six runners. Onega did not commit a single defensive error here in this contest. Elkhart finishes with just three runs, only six hits. They left four on base, but Elkhart had all three of the errors here in this contest. So not a lot of hits, just 10 total, not a lot of runs, just five total. It was back and forth early. Onega led 1-0, then trailed 2-1. Onega tied it 2-2 in the second. And the winning run, as it turned out, scored in the third inning of this game when Elkhart got a leadoff single. And all three of the Elkhart runs were driven in with two outs on a pair of hits by Julian Duran to give Elkhart a third-place finish in state, the season record of 22-2. What a pitching performance today. That was a big question for Onega. Like, who's going to pitch? And how are we going to get through this? And Hunter Lehman raised his hand and said, hey, I got this. And he did. Six full innings for Hunter Lehman, striking out 10 batters, only allowing two walks. And those were the first two batters of the game. He did not hit any batters. So 10 strikeouts and just two walks in a complete game performance that Hunter Lehman only allowed three runs on six hits. Going the distance. Only multi-hit game for Onega was Jackson Colterman, their leadoff man, ended up 2-for-4. He had an RBI and a run scored. Also a base hit each for Colby Simpkins and a single for Hunter Lehman, an infield single that started off that seventh inning, eventually then thrown out to end the game at home plate, trying to score from second on a ball that was bobbled by the second baseman. It didn't get the out at first. Then the throw came from first to home, and the bang-bang play, the umpire said out, and Lehman was tagged prior to touching the dish to end this contest with a final score of Elkhart 3 and Onega 2. Well, a season to remember, and some games to remember. I mean, the come-from-behind third win of the season against Valley Falls in their home regional last week to punch their ticket to state for the first time in school history, and then I think pretty memorable is yesterday's 10-inning game and a win against Medicine Lodge. A 10-inning game that they led through the majority of it, but then trailed 7-5 going into the bottom of the 10th and rallied with three runs to get the walk-off win, 8-7 over Medicine Lodge. That game certainly be one of the highlights of this phenomenal season in just the third year of Onega High School Baseball. They finished 19-5 in fourth place here last 2-1A state baseball tournament. That great bit. Good pitching by Gomez in relief. Tossed the final five innings. Struck out eight Onega batters and only gave up two hits, zero runs. Be impressive. Austin Rich pitched the first two innings. Gomez took it from there, and he was pretty golden. Was Gomez getting the job done and really limiting the Onega batters, base runners at this 3-2 again, the final. Elkhart wins it. Coming up next, it'll be the state championship game between Pittsburgh Colgan and Marion. That's the 2-1A state championship game coming up. That'll wrap up our high school baseball and softball season. Thanks to Kurt Kilman and all the folks back at our studios, moving a lot of things around, making it happen. We had extra inning games. We had delays and a lot of moving parts here this week, and of course still continuing to cover the state track meet at Cessna Stadium in Wichita the next couple days. Bottom of the hour reports, in fact one coming up before we get you back into regular programming here on 92.1, then another report coming up at 6:30. We'll have bottom of the hour reports all day tomorrow from Cessna Stadium in Wichita, and then a wrap-up show including interviews with state medalists from our area. That is tomorrow evening as well, from Wichita here on Kansas Land Radio. You can follow the track results online as well at mscsports.net. This has been Justin Fluke. Appreciate your listening and great sponsorship support, always making our live postseason and regular season broadcast possible throughout the year. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend on the MSC Sports Radio Network.